You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We just heard Shades from X Hyena. Before that, I Bring Revenge from May O'Hara. And before that, we got a little microtonal with Wormhole from Zia. And now we're going to hear some Give.
Thank you.
listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We just heard Madoka Blue from Dave Fujinski. Before that, Lady Cop from Honey Glazed. And we started that block off with What Makes Us Tick from Give.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have arrived in Philadelphia. Local time is 3:05 p.m. and the temperature is 67 degrees. At this time, you are now free to use your cellular devices.
You know that feeling when you get to turn your phone on after the plane lands? You can have that feeling every time you drive. Make sure your cell phone is stowed away whenever you are behind the wheel.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Howdy, this is
Hillbilly Holiday, and you're listening to
Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO,
Medford.
Oh, hello, this is Suze, and I've got your On the Town with Mikey D concert report for July 29th through August 4th. If you're a musician with upcoming happenings, please reach out to us on the On the Town with Mikey D Facebook page. Walter from Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys hosts Bunker Buds. It's Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. on Walter's Facebook page. That's facebook.com/Walter Sickert. They started this during the early days of the pandemic, more than a year ago. You can also tune in at 4 p.m. on Saturdays and Sundays for the Little Monsters All Ages edition of Bunker Buds. Thursday, July 29th, also known as tomorrow. If an unholy racket of 80s pop, Suzuki classical, and New England bluegrass performed by a violinist sounds interesting to you, you'll want to be at Club Passim in Harvard Square, Cambridge tomorrow night for Jake Armerding. Doors open at 7 and the show starts at 8. If you'd prefer to watch from home, check out the live stream. Rock shows are back in full force at the Midway Cafe over in Jamaica Plain. Checking their calendar, the Midway Cafe has shows lined up just about every night of the week. Tomorrow night, you can see Brother Toaster, Only Child, The Forest Room, and Goldlight. Goldlight Hour, that is. That's 7 p.m. And then Thursdays at 8, pretty much every week, Adam Newell hosts an open mic and jam. That's in Providence, at Askew. Friday, July 30th. How about some rock and roll? Motel Black, Gene Dante and the Future Starlets, M8, and the Jacklights are all at Ralph's Rock Diner on Friday. That's in Worcester. And the rock and roll starts at 8 p.m. If you can't make it to Worcester, head over to Medford on Friday night to see rock and roll band The Silks from Providence. They're at the Porch Southern Fair and Juke Joint Friday night, 10 to midnight. And then one more for 10 p.m. on Friday. Greg Perry and the Strange Berries are at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain. Saturday, July 31st. On Saturday, you can see Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys. It's their first show since pre-pandemic times. It has been a while. They have an afternoon matinee show and an evening show. It's at Once Somerville's new outdoor space at Boynton Yards in Union Square, Somerville. Doors open for the afternoon show at noon, and it starts at 1 p.m. It's a family-friendly matinee show. And then later that night for the second performance, doors open at 6 and the show starts at 7. They're joined by Julie Rhodes, the Devil's Twins, and Salem Wolves. Wow, that is going to be a fun show. And then over in Medford on Saturday, the Savtones are returning to the stage. It's happening at the Southern Fair and Juke Joint, 6 to 8:30 p.m. They'll be performing songs from their new album, Quarantina Reno. And if you're in Providence, country rock and roll band Ward Hayden and the Outliers are at Askew with special guest Sugar Blood Jinx. It's happening 7 to midnight on Saturday night. Singer-songwriter Katie Curtis is at Club Passim in Harvard Square, Cambridge on Saturday. Doors open at 7:30 and Katie's show starts at 8. You can also watch the live stream from home, too. And here's one more for Saturday night. The Scrims, Rockwood, The Teardowns, and Lurid Purple Flowers are all at the Midway Cafe on Saturday. Doors open at 8 and the rock starts at 8:30. Sunday, August 1st. For an afternoon all-ages show in Jamaica Plain, once again, another show by the Midway Cafe. It's State of the Union, Runaway After Dark, The Modern Faces, and salted herrings. They're all at the Midway Cafe. It's an all-ages show, 3 to 7 p.m. on Sunday. And then one more for Sunday. Every Sunday during the summer, Zoomix is hosting a summer concert series. This week's performance features High Tide. It's at Pierce Park in East Boston, 6 to 8 p.m. Monday, August 2nd. Keeping with their rock and roll everyday schedule, you can see four rock bands at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain on Monday. That's Poison Tea, Renegade Cartel, Wired for Sound, and Black Headdress. Doors open at 7:30 and the rock starts at 8. Tuesday, August 3rd. Punk Rock Aerobics is the workout that rocks out. It was created back in 2000 by Boston rocker Hilke Mancini. It went away for a few years and she brought it back not too long ago. You can participate every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on Punk Rock Aerobics' Facebook page and on Instagram. During the early days of the pandemic, Club Passim brought their open mic online, but now they're back to hosting in-person open mics in Harvard Square. The next one is happening on Tuesday next week, 7 to 9 p.m. For more info about signing up, visit facebook.com/clubpassim. Wednesday, August 4th. On Wednesday night in Jamaica Plain, you can see KCUF, Loser's Circle, Taken by Vultures, and Blame It on Whitman. That's at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain. Doors open at 7:30, and the show starts at 8. All right, well, that was your On the Town with Mikey D, not-so-virtual concert report. I will see you out there.
Oh, the not-so-virtual part is what gets me all the time. It's so glad to see live music happening again, and we want to have that happening here at the station at some point as well. So we are reaching out to you now so that we can get our ducks in a row and hopefully have some live performances in our Studio D in the late fall, I think. I hope. It's our hope, and we're going to keep those fires burning. In the meantime, if you want to get in touch with us, you can get in touch with us on the Facebook, On the Town with Mikey D, or via email, OTT@sonicenhancement.com. Or via Instagram at OTTMikeyD. If you are sending us music, please make sure that it's radio-friendly. That means you can't be cussing. And we can't play anything off of Spotify or YouTube because that's kind of illegal in the eyes of those federal communications commissioners. So anyway, we have now come to the live archive performance part of the show. And tonight is no exception. We do have a live archive performance this week. Live from our Studio D archive, it is Hillbilly Holiday, recorded April 16th, 2014. Sit back, relax, spark up that lava lamp, and check out some music. 91.5 WMFO Medford, you're on the town with Mikey D. This show is pre-recorded, and we hope to see you on the other side of this. Yeah, we'll have more music, so don't you go change it.
Yeehaw!
Still the way.
All right, we're Hillbilly Holiday. Hello, Medford, Cambridge, Somerville, and the rest of America, if not the world. We do this country and western kind of thing. This next tune is an old Merle Travis tune that we've adapted to be played this way. It's called Cannonball Rag. Here we go. This next tune is going to feature our lead vocalist, Selena Tan, on the vocals. Most of what we're doing tonight is original stuff written by us, or if not us, very close friends of ours. Cool. But this tune happens to be a cover. It's an old Gene Vincent song called I Sure Miss You.
A single thing, but I in the morning, and I miss you in the
So again, we are Hillbilly Holiday. We ought to mention that we're playing at Sally O'Brien's Bar and Grill in Union Square, Somerville, on August 26th. That's 10 days from today. Mark it on your calendar.
Not August.
August, April 26th.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, April 26th. That's 10 days from today, like I was saying.
Next Saturday.
So, yeah, a week from Saturday. You got it. This is a little song we wrote about a wonderful place to hang out and learn about ranching.
Circle J Ranch. No one's in a rush there. They take it nice and slow. The horsemen don't need whips to keep their ponies in a row. You'll see those boys are wrestling, all stripped down to their skins. 'Cause just across that fence is where the Circle J begins. In the early hours of morning, the tanners work their hides. You gotta have good leather to enjoy that many rides. Cowboys oil their chaps and drive their tired horses to the Circle J Ranch. Now when it comes to chow time, if your appetite is keen, then you can load your plate up with a mess of pork and beans. So gather around the campfire, take a load off of your back. There's always something cooking at the Circle J Ranch.
sung by our band leader, Ken Lafler. Nice bass playing by Jeff Norcross.
Yes, Jeff Norcross on bass. Woo! Round of applause. So again, we're Hillbilly Holiday. We do this kind of music, and we do this kind of music.
When it's crying time again, you're gonna leave me. I can see that far away look in your eyes. I can tell by the
There, take it easy. It's not that bad.
That's what I was playing.
Jeff wants you to know that he was playing a different song. It's okay, Jeff.
It went along anyway. On the other hand, Nathan Logos on drums was playing the song that we were singing. I believe.
So this is another tune of ours.
It's about what happens, when you do too much of the wrong thing.
When I go up for a drink, you know I'm not fooling around. It takes a lot of concentration to keep it knocking down. And I don't take tea or coffee when there's no one around. 'Cause when you're drinking alone,
people listening to us might be wondering why we're called Hillbilly Holiday.
Why are we called Hillbilly Holiday, Selena?
Is there
an answer to that question?
Well, you know, I guess we're not too far away from Winter Hill.
True.
And we did live there some years ago.
Yeah, well, there you have it. That's the reason. Yeah, it's all about Winter Hill. Speaking of which, this next song, written by a very close friend of ours, Mr. George Hall, if you're out there, George, thank you very much. It's called Hittin' on You, has nothing to do with Winter Hill.
When the clock hands on the wall, read a quarter to last call.
I'm not much to look at. Yes, that's true. And if you're no Catherine Zeta, you're looking better, 'cause it's getting later, but not too late to come hitting on. So long ago, that the room was all aglow with music. Got a few back home in the fridge. I'm just saying.
Did I mention we have a show on April 26th at Sally O'Brien's?
You said August, but I guess...
It's April 26th. Let's not confuse the issue.
Okay, okay.
Come on.
All right, April.
We're trying to forget about that.
Okay.
We're playing at Sally O'Brien's. We're playing with a fantastic country and western band called The Darlings.
Oh, yes.
Very excited to be sharing the stage with The Darlings.